It's time for another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us into the studio today, we have a couple of special guests from the Castle Valley Center. We have Principal Mike Keller, and we always look forward to having you in, Principal Keller. Thank you again for taking out the time to come down and talk to us a little bit about what's happening at the school.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Like I said, we always look forward to it. And this is a fun time of the year. I always like to call it the trifecta for these schools here in the Castle Country, because you get Halloween, which isn't, I don't think it's as cool as Thanksgiving, but it sets the stage. And then you have Thanksgiving, which I don't think is as cool as Christmas, but again, it sets the stage, lets the kids have a little bit of fun. It's a fun, these are a fun 3 months, put it that way.
That's right, Jordan. We look forward to each of our holidays, and we make the most of it at the Castle Valley Center.
You guys always have all kinds of activities for the kids as well. What do you have going on for Halloween?
For Halloween, this coming Monday, of course, Halloween Day, we will have our little carnival there at the school during the day. Then as we get toward Thanksgiving on the 22nd of November, we're going to do a program for all the parents in the community at the Castle Valley Center. They're practicing right now for that. And then, of course, as Christmas gets closer, we'll do things for Christmas. Our school choir will go around and sing at various places in the community, such as the senior citizens and the care centers and places like that.
I've been able to watch the Christmas caroling over the last 2 years. The kids love it. I love it. It's a fantastic program. I mean, you guys do a great job of keeping these kids active and involved with the community during these 3 months.
Well, thank you. The kids love it. They enjoy. Once a week, we do our music. We had music yesterday. Carly, who's our music director, does an excellent job with the students, gets the most out of each one of them. They give it their all, and just to look at their faces as they perform shows you that they really enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah, they definitely do, definitely. So with all this stuff happening right now, you talked about the Halloween carnival next week. The kids, obviously, they enjoy this as well. They get to dress up, right, and just have a good time.
They do. We will have we'll get together in the gym on Monday morning. They get out at 1 with an early out, so we're going to have our carnival in the morning. We will have a costume contest and a walk where we play music, and when they stop, if they stop on the spot where there's a prize, they get a prize, and it's just a fun activity for the students.
What seems to be the popular costume choice this year? Have the kids let that out of the bag?
You know, I'm not sure what they'll be wearing, but this week there'll be an article in the Snavocate from last year's Halloween carnival, and I took pictures, and if you check those out, I think we had beauty queens, we had some witches, and also some that enjoy dressing up like a vampire.
Yeah, the classics, no doubt. Principal Keller, before I let you go, we'll bring you back in here in just a bit, but I want you to introduce our next guest. He's actually an art specialist within the Carbon County School District, and he's been doing some really cool things at the Castle Valley Center.
Yes, we're very fortunate to have Daniel Baer. Daniel has come to our school. He's been there. This is his second week. He started out at Sally Morrow, and he'll visit all of the schools this coming year as an art specialist. I'll let him tell about the fun things that he's doing with our students.
Fantastic. Daniel, it's great to get you in this morning. Thank you for coming along with Principal Keller.
Yeah, thanks, Jordan. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. So you have a pretty cool job title, art specialist here with the school district. Talk a little bit about what you get to do, not only at the Castle Valley Center, but with all the schools here locally.
Yeah, so man, I really feel like I have one of the best jobs. So right now at Castle Valley Center, what we're doing is we're working with geometric shapes and recycling. And so what we're doing, we brought in a whole bunch of different parts of like technology, gears, and we broke them apart in like old computers, and we're putting together these really, really cool robots for kids to work with just their hands and get to work with different shapes. So that's a really cool part of it.
I'm sure the kids just absolutely love it. You know, the fun thing about what you do is the kids are actually learning, yet at the same time, they don't realize it because they're having so much fun. I would assume.
Yeah. No, they just get really engaged. That's what's great about my job is I don't really have to deal with too much for behavior issues just because they're so engaged in the learning process. I love it. They love it. And it just makes my job so much easier. So.
You talk about building robots. You and I were talking a bit off of the cuff, and you were just at Sally Morrow. What are some of the things that you've seen the kids do with these robots and these parts that you bring in?
Oh, so it was actually what I really, really loved about this project is that they brought all these parts in. But it was so engaging that I even found out it was a first grade project and kindergarten project, but they brought these parts in. And I even found that some kids are like in second grade, they were going home and actually making robots on their own just because they loved it so much and they wanted to do it too. And they, you know, they'd walk by the gallery and look at all the different cool robots that were being made. So
you did mention motor skills, especially at the Castle Valley Center. So you've got to work with the kids on that just a little bit. Once you're finished at the Castle Valley Center, where do you go next?
So next is Bruin Point. And so I'm really excited about that. It's just kind of a smaller school. And I like that because you get to work with smaller groups of kids and get, you know, maybe even get to do bigger projects just because there's fewer students. So.
So what, you basically just go around the same project? You're going to bring the same project to each school?
No, so the way it works is, since it's art integration, so we're trying to look at the different contents, and we look into like history, reading, and math, and so we're trying to find out what some of the students are working on and just maybe even struggling with these abstract ideas, and then we bring in the arts to get a different approach to their learning. So
that's fantastic. Well, I'm sure you've had a lot of fun at the Castle Valley Center. What's the best part about working at that school?
Just all the different personalities and the different skills that people bring to the table. That's neat to see.
And Principal Keller.
He's the man.
Well, Daniel, I do appreciate you taking out the time to come in today and talk a little bit about what you do and what you've done at the Castle Valley Center. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
All right, let's bring in Principal Keller one last time, and we'll put the final touches on this school district update. Principal Keller, a lot of fun right now. Daniel, talking about some pretty cool projects that I'm sure the kids are just eating up.
That's right. They really look forward to being able to work on the robot. He spends a couple of days with each of our classes, and by the end of those days, they have a completed project. And we've made arrangements now to display these robots down to the new county building. So all of the listeners out there, they'll have a chance, if they vote in that area, they can look at them as they come down to vote.
That's fantastic. Principal Keller, thank you again for coming down today to give us a school district update, and thank you for bringing Daniel. That was fascinating.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. That's going to do it. Another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.